I wanted to, before we proceed with Simon Chof Tess, there is a Mishnah Berurah here, which I feel is quite interesting, and that's the last Mishnah Berurah in Simon Chof Ches, which is Seif Kotzen Tess. The Mishnah Berurah, so again, Shulchan Aruch said you should kiss the tefillin when you put him away. On this, the Mishnah Berurah sends Sefkot, and this is as follows. Uveshaz chalitzoson. Kshemekapel ha-tefillin, lo yichoich ha-retzuos ala batim. When you wrap up the tefillin, you should not put the retzuos on top of the batim. Elo, rather, betzidei ha-batim ala titura. Thank you very much. I appreciate I'm going to mess them up again. And I hope we'll remain on talking terms afterwards. So, on the sides, as opposed to putting the retzuos on top. The truth is, if it's on the box, it might be okay, but probably it's not okay. In the olden days, the boxes were not like that. I don't know if you remember the olden days, the old-fashioned boxes that used to be around till like some 50, 40 years ago. They were just literally, there was nothing like this. There was no plastic surrounding the entire tefillin. It was literally just the top. I think it's fairly modern, these boxes that we have. And therefore it's much better. But either way, one should avoid putting the tzuos on top of the main tefillin. Now he says as follows: you should do put it tzidah batan latitur. Viyeshno again lekoichon keknufaim al shem kanfiyon. The son of the minik of wrapping them up that the tzuos should be going on the side. It should be likoich bekeknufaim like wings al shem kanfiyon. It should look like wings of a dove. Because if you wrap the tefillin, the retzuos on the side, it will look like a dove. Exactly like this. Because why does it look like a dove? Why does it look like a bird?
Dove tail.
It does. So what they say is, yeah, and I can see it clearly, right? So that's the kind of the head, and that's one wing. That's the front, that's the back. And that's so that's how it's floating on the, right? You can see it. It looks like a, same with the here as well. Well, depending how you do the tefillin shalyad, if you do them, right, you can see that it looks like a yoino, right? Imagine just a peak missing over here, but otherwise it's perfect. It looks like a all right, the dough. Okay, the color. Now, why do we do it like that? So he says al shem kan for yoino. The reason for that is probably where the minute comes from. It's probably from the Gemara in Shabbos that tells us of Elisha. That was chased by he was wearing tefillin the whole day, as was the minig in the times of Damayroim, and he was being chased away by Roman. It was under death punishment to put on tefillin, but he was still wearing tefillin the whole day, and he was being chased by a Roman soldier who attempted to kill him for being. He was being chased away by this Roman governor, by this Roman soldier. And then she gets into hiding, and then the Roman soldiers find him, and they say, "Hey, you're wearing tefillin, I'll kill you now." And he says, "Me, tefillin?" And he quickly took away his tefillin. And they say, "What's in your hand? What's in your hand?" And his hand was the tefillin, but Masa Kodesh Boch, and this happened as he was forced to open his hand. He opened his hand, and what was there? There was, instead of having tefillin there, there was a dove there. There was a bird there. Bird there. You know, and he says, "Oh, sorry, I suspect you for nothing." He says, "Yeah, next time, watch what you're doing." And everything was okay. And since then, he was called Elisha Baal Knofaim, because he had Baal Knofaim, the wings, or maybe more that there's a lot of hashkafa within that story, without that member. But either way, the Elisha Baal Knofaim, and that's come for Yoino. The reason why it was a Yoino was probably because, why Yoino? Why bird Yoino? Why was he not an eagle? Why Yoino? Peace. Knesset Israel is compared like a yoino. Knesset Israel is compared like a yoino, like a dove, and therefore there's something. Yeah, there's something very calm.
What about with the flood?
Indeed, absolutely. Yes, connected to that. Absolutely, yeah. So therefore, Knesset Israel is compared to Kanfir, and that's where it comes from. Therefore, we Elisha Baal Knofayim, and therefore we wrapped him up like a yoino. And it is interesting. I want to share with you that when you see, it's very choshev. If you've ever seen the old generation, the Talmidei Chachamim, the Gdolim, the Rebbes, and the tzaddikim of the previous generation, you will see, especially the older generation, what I've witnessed myself, they put enormous emphasis on the wrapping of the tefillin. They don't do it, and it pops in the back, all in 18 seconds, a flat. They don't do it like that. They do a lot of avodah. I remember once speaking to my father-in-law, who told me that he heard from his uncle, that it took him literally five minutes to the tefillin away. A very complex way of, I tried to remember it. It's very complicated. You first do the ratzuas, and then after you put it, it looks after it's beautiful. So instead of having having the ratzuas around it like this, and then it really looks like a yoino. It's very, very beautiful. A whole avodah had to wrap the tefillin. And then I asked him my father-in-law told me that that's his uncle's, learned in Baranovich by Rebbe Chanan, and he said that's how Rebbe Chanan put the tefillin away. That's how Rebbe Chanan Wasserman had put the tefillin away. Beautiful, beautiful. And he must have spent, this was one of the Gedolim, one of the greatest of yeshivas of pre-war Europe, and he spent a long time putting away his tefillin. It was a whole avoider putting tefillin. So that's that. Now, what needs to be emphasized is the balemus over here, the balemachshava. What's exactly the connection between why exactly bal knofayim? What's the connection bal knofayim? Tefillin. What's yoinot tefillin? There must be something there. Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, tefillin. There must be something to figure out. Anybody's got any thoughts on that? There is. I know there's a lot of thoughts on this. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds, if I'm continuing Mishnah Berurah, "Kishkoichin al tzedat tefillin, tzorich lecho is at tefillin biyodoy." You must hold the tefillin, veligol haretzu alein, and you put the retzu on top of it. Veloy, as opposed to lecho is haretzu, not to hold the retzu. Veligol at tefillin letoicho. What you're not meant to do is what you are meant to do is you hold the tefillin and you put the retzuas around it. That's the way to do it, as opposed to having primarily the retzua and then you turn around the tefillin around it. That's not right. Why is it not right to do that? Yeah, absolutely. Retzua is should be secondary to the bais. Now, additional very nice Mishnah Berurah that he quotes from the Pirmei Gadim. Gam kshenoytel atfilin, last point of this Mishnah Berurah. Gam kshenoytel atfilin mekisan, when you're taking out the tefillin, when you're taking out the tefillin of the bag, lo yinarom, do not shake off the ratzuas. Elo noitlam biyodam yisoyech hakis. Don't shake off the ratzuas. Why? Again, it's a bit disrespectful. Mitzoyech hakis, yeah. So you should do it in a more respectful way. Don't shake off the, like when you take out the, when you take out the tefillin, you're shaking off and then the things come off. That's not respectful. Rather, you take it off with your hands. Very nice, Anhog. It's very, very nice.
People shake off the
yeah, that's probably okay. I wonder. I don't know. He's talking specifically out of the bag. I want to add one more discussion over here, which is the famous discussion. There's no Mishnah Berurah about it, so I'm going to allow myself to mention it over here. The discussion of the box around the tefillin shel yad, which is permanently attached to the bais, which often has holes around it. At least one hole. Why do we have this box?
To protect it.
We have it to protect. And I think what the Batimachas say is that, have you got it? Can I?
Why don't we have it on the shell rosh?
I will explain. Let me just see if that's... Yeah. You don't have the minik to have it. Good. Okay. We'll soon explain your minik. A lot of people will have a box around the tefillin shell over the bais over here. They will have a box. Do any of you have it?
Yeah?
So what's the reason for that? The reason why those people who have this box, the reason why they do it is for protection purpose. Because it's inevitable because of the shirt. It's all because of the shirt and because of the jacket. The rubbing, after a bit of time, the edges of the tefillin become less sharp and less edgy. And therefore, what will happen is that it's meant to be very sharp and very fine. So in this particular case, they're fine. But often, especially the corners, and it's a problem. Tefillin must be absolutely Tefillin must be
but you
completely.
Don't wear that.
So some people, therefore, out of protection, they do that. And a lot of tefillin that you get have got this box around it. Others,
But you don't wear the box when you're davening with the tefillin, do you?
Some people do. A lot of people do.
Really?
A lot of people do.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the box.
I'm not referring to this. I'm not talking about this.
No, I know the other little box that goes on top of the tefillin, the little one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that box.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people keep them on. Sure.
Surely that's wrong.
Why?
Because you're hiding the tefillin.
What's wrong with hiding it?
Well,
I mean, the whole purpose of protecting them, is to protect them from whilst you're wearing them. So a lot of people keep them on. Now you're right, Some poskim disagree, and they feel there was earlier poskim, earlier achronim who hold that it's very, very wrong to keep a box on during davening, and they feel that it is impacting on the mitzvah. It's meant to be, can't call it chatzitza, but it is a part which you're attaching to the tefillin, which is not meant to be there. Especially when it comes to kissing the tefillin, you're meant to kiss the actual tefillin. Perhaps that's not considered kissing the tefillin because you've got. Yeah, that's why they answer back and they therefore create the hole. But it remains a discussion. Some people feel it's a great idea to keep to have such a box. Some people really strongly encourage it and they feel it's very b'chavadik, it's very protective, and it's a great idea. On the other spectrum, there's lots of people who hold that it's not right. You're attaching something permanently to the tefillin, and therefore it's not a good idea. Some people are vozna, makes a pshara, and he says, yeah. What you're meant to do is, you take it off during the bracha, when you're putting on the tefillin, you're taking it off, you're taking that extra box off, when you put the tefillin on, when you recite the bracha, you kiss it, and then you're going to put that extra layer of box, that protection you put on then, and then you're happy because then you're fulfilling all opinions. But then again, Rabbi Yisai, plenty of people have the minhag of not having any extra box of protection, others have the minhag to continuously keep on. I'm just explaining both minhagim where it comes from. But it remains a very heated discussion. Because everybody holds that the other side is wrong, and we are the machmir side. So it's one of those. Everybody thinks that they're not full enough. We're doing it right. So everybody has got that. But it's just good to know what the two starting of the argument is. Yeah.
But the shalvosh, you don't have that. Presumably because of the shirt. You don't need it for the shirt.
Correct. It doesn't require as much protection. That's correct. Rabbi Yisai Siman Choftes, Ein Lebaich Shum Brocha Kshecholet Tfilin. We do not recite a brocha when we take tefillin off. Afilu Kshecholet Erev Shabbos, even when we take them on Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmoshes in the Twilight period, we do not recite a brocha by taking off tefillin. Okay, that's something which we are familiar with. By the way, there's a discussion of keeping on tefillin longer during Ben Hashmoshes' discussion of potentially being over on. What potentially could you be over on by keeping tefillin on after Shkia? What potential problem could that be? Baltosif, of course. Baltosif. Yeah. Simon Lamet, we're now discussing the times of Tefillin. Zman Hanochosan. Simon Lamet, Seif Alev. Zman Hanochosan Aboika. The correct time of putting on Tefillin in the morning Shir is Chaveiroi, when you are able to see your friend. Harogelimoy, you're friendly with you know him fairly well. Ktas Berichuk Dalet Amos. That you see somebody from 4 Amos. How much is 4 Amos? Yeah, you recognize him. So that's the correct. That's the earliest time to put on tefillin with this distance. You know, somebody, it's pitch dark again, without electricity, without light, it's fairly dark. When you see somebody perform, you don't know him really well. Because somebody you know really well, you can figure out it is. From further away than that. Somebody you don't know at all. It's not relevant. So you've got somebody like Berichuk, somebody for Talat Amos, where it's pitch dark. And for Talat Amos, you know, oh yeah, I know him from Shul. Oh yeah, this might be him. And if you recognize him, that is the right time to put on tefillin. Also, Leanichon, Shulchan Aruch, continues in Ziv Beis. Also, Leanichon tefillin b'layla. You're not allowed to put on tefillin by night. Also, laniach tefillin b'layla. By night, it is also. Why is it also to wear tefillin by night? Why? Why? It's not the same reason in talis and tzitzis. What's the reason? So Shulchan Aruch explains. The reason is... No, but there's no mitzvah. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Thank you for correcting me. Yeah. Why is there no mitzvah of tefillin by night? Shema yishkochem v'yisham bohem. Perhaps you're going to forget perhaps you're going to forget, but Yishama, you're going to sleep with them. It's about sleeping. You know that? There's nothing wrong, really. There's nothing intrinsically on a Torah level. There's nothing really wrong to fill in by night, but it's potentially you're going to end up sleeping. And what's wrong with sleeping? Yes, absolutely. Yes, both. It has the problem of Eschadas and problem of internal gases. Even Nichon Koidim Shitishokachama, however, Shulchan Aruch does hold that if you put on the tefillin Koidim Shitishokachama, if you're putting on before Shkia, Vechoshcholav, and it became night, Afilim Alav, Kolalaila Muta, it's okay. You can keep them on. So provided you put on the tefillin early enough, you can keep them on. This is, in theory, that's okay. But we don't paskin like that. So in essence, so there's two levels of it. Level number one is we have to realize putting on tefillin by night is also on a dabon level because you're going to forget, you're going to end up sleeping with them. Now, however, if you put them on before shkia and you keep them on, it's in theory, it's okay. In theory, we're okay. It's okay. But in Moirin Cain, we don't tell that to the public. We don't paskin like that. It's not something that we publicize. But in theory, it's okay. There is no Baal Toysif. Now, why is there no Baal Toysif in this? So the Mishnah Berurah holds, because you will not be over on Baal Toysif if you keep them on Sheloi Bekavon L'Shem Mitzvah. That's what Shibu said in Sif Cotton base. If you keep them on and you say, I'm not Mekayim the Mitzvah, so you're not over on Baal Toysif. There's a lot of discussion about this, Mishtabu, and this opinion, but as you keep on the tefillin, why keeping tefillin on? You know, for the fun of it. It's fashion, I don't know. But you're not fulfilling the Mitzvah. You have Kavon, I'm not Mekayim, so you're not Baal Toysif. Baal Toysif is only if you have the intention of fulfilling the Mitzvah. If you keep them on for the sake of it, not of the Mitzvah, but you keep them tefillin on, with that intention of keeping the Mitzvah, fulfilling the Mitzvah, you're not over Baal Toysif. Now, what's the point of wearing tefillin? If you're not making the mitzvah, I don't know.
You see, there's nothing by night. The learning, there's no point wearing it.
I'm saying that correct. Basically, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Because you have kavanah not to make the mitzvah, yeah. I have a clear memory. When I was a bocher, I went a number of times to a very, very choshev tzaddik called Gamliel Rabinovitz in Nottenstag. He's recently become much more famous. He's a Yoshalmi Mekubel. And he used to give on Tuesday evenings, he used to give chaburas. And he was quite late. He was quite late in terms of before Nacht. He was quite late. He's wearing tefillin basically the whole day. Basically wears tefillin the whole day. And not only that, but he wears two sets of tefillin much of the day. and as you can imagine, this goes to Makoba with two tefillin the whole day. And then I remember that once he was like in the middle of a shir, and he was tucking wearing both tefillin. He was giving a chabur, a shir. And then he was like looking at it, oh, it's nearly, it was like, to me, it felt already, it was like long after Shkia, I'm not sure, it was like quite, he was, you know, Chassidim wear different, have good different money. Suddenly he was panicking, quickly he ran to take off his tefillin and everything. He said, you know, not to be over on Baal Toysif. So yeah, but there is such a concept of wearing tefillin as long as possible. Now, there is an additional loch over here, we'll finish off with that. Im lo yicholat tefillin m'shoshokacham osel shulchan aruch, if you didn't take tefillin off, and you are keeping tefillin on just in order because you don't have any way to keep it. You keep on the tefillin by night purely to keep them safe and protected. That's something which you're allowed to do. So in other words, imagine, we have to remember, yeah? People were out in the fields. People are in the field. So you're out in the field. There's no besmedesh there. There's no shul. You're doing your work out in the field. You're plowing. You are planting, you're harvesting, and they were wearing tefillin the whole day. So you see, oh, it's shkia, what should I do? Nowhere to put them. There's no house, no besmedesh, no shul. You don't even have, it's everything muddy. You have nowhere to keep your tefillin. So now if it's, Shulchan Aruch is teaching us now, in such an instance, the only reason why you're keeping on tefillin is for its own protection. For the protection of the tefillin, of your protection, of the protection of the tefillin, the halacha is, despite, Bathroom is a different discussion. Yeah, but in this instance, v'nim tzolav kedei leshomro, and you're keeping tefillin in order to protect him. Mutter, it's permitted to keep tefillin on in such a case. Umoy yirken, you're allowed to publicize and teach this halacha. This is halacha psuka. I was wondering if there's any application of this halacha nowadays. I was thinking of traveling. Perhaps there might be such an instance that once you keep on tefillin, although I can't exactly think of a good case. But there might be a scenario that you put on tefillin for its protection, because you don't, you know, I don't know. Can you think of you keep on tefillin for its own protection? Yeah. Pardon? If you find them on Shabbos. Very good. You can't carry them. You can't carry them around, so you put them on. Yes, that would be similar kind of application. That's right. Yeah. So this will be the halacha. Rabbi Sabi, to summarize, we learned this evening, we spoke about the importance of wrapping them when you chalitza tefillin, how to do it, and to do it in a respectful way, and not to wrap the tefillin up on top of the batim, to make sure that it looks like a yoino, if that's your minig. We also learned that you don't recite the bracha by taking tefillin off. You don't recite the bracha when taking tefillin off. We did speak about the zman tefillin, which is meshiyure es chaveiroi harogelimoi. We also spoke about the halacha of not being allowed to keep tefillin, of putting on tefillin by night, because perhaps you're going to end up sleeping. If you wear tefillin before, if you put on tefillin before night, you can keep them on. But that's not really what we do. It's halacha ve'en moirin kein. But what we do allow, even lechatchila, is that if you have tefillin which you need to protect by night, you could wear tefillin by night in order to protect them for its own safety. You're allowed to keep tefillin on as long as you don't intend, you don't know, kavon is not to fulfill the mitzvah tefillin. Rabbi said, that's it for this evening. I wish you a very good evening.